What's up, everybody, man? Welcome back to another episode of Talk That Talk, man. I'm your boy JD.
Your boy Big E.
Your boy Mike.
What up, boys? What a week we got going on. College game day is coming to Lubbock. Let's fucking go.
We caught it, man. We caught it. We caught it. All we needed was to just win, and we knew this would happen. So, hey, biggest game, like Mike said a while ago, man, biggest game of the decade coming to Lubbock.
It's crazy that people that's so keen on us. I said, we win this game, you're gonna see tents put up after the damn Kansas State game. What do you know? Thousands over there just camping, chilling, turning up with a keg, doing keg stands. It's going crazy. Just imagine this is on a Wednesday, Tuesday night during the week. Game day ain't even got here yet.
I
Game
might have to
day's
pull
here.
up tomorrow over
Hey, why have to go
there,
turn up? I seen they were playing the Xbox there earlier.
honestly. Yeah, Jacob Rodriguez on the sticks.
On the
Carmelo
sticks,
Heights
pass
on the
the sticks,
sticks.
pass the sticks.
Yeah, it was fun, man. It's been
I need them to
17
lock
years.
in, man. Honestly, I need
17
to lock
years since college game days came when Tech upset the Longhorns, man. Michael Crabtree's catch, world famous catch, boys. Gonna be another one. There's gonna be another
Oh man,
legendary
yeah.
game.
I think this is gonna be a legendary blowout. Everyone's gonna remember this game as a just absolute blowout. Texas Tech's gonna put it on these boys. Complete game coming from Barron's gonna have his best game of the year. Jacob Rodriguez is gonna have him a turnover. And I think the defense is gonna feast, man. I think Texas Tech is gonna have a complete team win coming Saturday.
Bro, it's finna be rocking. It's finna be loud. Yeah, they ain't finna hear nothing. Having to deal with this defense as well as this crowd, bro, it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah. 10-point spread. I mean, that's tough. BYU's good. They put up points. They
Hey,
run the ball. The
key.
freshman quarterback he's nice. Don't know why it's 10-point spread, but like Biggie said, I
Hey.
think it's a trap. It's a hook.
Oh man, that's a lot of points, boys. That's a lot of points for a
It's a ton of points,
top
man.
ten matchup.
Ton of
Vegas got
points,
it
man.
right. Vegas
I'm
knows.
right, man. There's a time machine out there, and they know this. They already know what happened. A blowout, so a
We win, hey,
blowout.
we win, we win these next two games. We're in the Big 12 championship game with these. It's tough, man.
Yeah.
Excited. But Barron, I honestly, I can't lie. I think Barron has a game. He looked rusty. I mean, he was rusty, obviously, 2-game absence last week versus K-State. But it looked like towards the end of the game, he started feeling himself.
Oh
And
yeah.
I think he was just,
See, and then seeing him going out there getting active with the students, I feel like if he wasn't confident this weekend, and if he wasn't I don't think we would see him go out there being interactive with the students and taking donuts, doing all that extra shit. So I think this kid's fucking. I think he's confident, bro. I think the last thing on his mind is losing this game Saturday because he was out there having a good time. Taking donuts, taking food to all the students out there camping. So I think Barron knows what he's gonna do Saturday, and he's gonna put belt to ass on
Three hundred
Saturday.
yards, three
Oh
hundred
yeah.
yard game. Come go crazy.
Well, last week I think they just kind of eased him back into it. That's what the play calling seemed like to me. And I think in the second half, when it was kind of a little close, like, all right, I mean, let's turn it up a little bit and get rolling. So this week I had no holding back. You let him loose. You let Barron loose.
Guys,
He goes
when
crazy.
Barron feels himself, almost 40 points guaranteed. If you look back on the schedule this year, every time Barron gets going, 40 points have been scored. And I think they know that's gonna happen this weekend. 40 points will be scored by Morton in this offense. And I think Cam Dickey has a game. I think he's gonna get the run game going for him. And we gotta win this game in the trenches. That's where it comes down to. Win the game off the line of the scrimmage and go get it done. Go get it done early. Give Barron some comfort, man. Don't put too much pressure
I
on
mean, he
him.
said it himself, and during interviews, run the ball and then, have the defense crowd the box. And, we have playmakers on the outside to make some plays. And I think that's exactly what we need to do. Like I said, Cam Dickey, Jacoby Williams, is going to be rocking. I think our offense is going to have a day
Oh
for
yeah.
sure. And this puts us on track. I think this puts us on track to, get hot and to get hot, these next couple of games into the big games coming up in January, to be
Yeah.
honest.
Yeah, this is that game that gets you rolling, man. This is that momentum where that energy shifts and you ride that train. This is that game right here.
I mean, shoot, we're ranked eighth in the first college football standings. I mean, that's tough. They dropped I mean, in the regular standings, Oregon's in front of us, and we jumped Oregon in the playoff standings. So that's big.
Yeah, that's huge.
But hey, 8
It's
a.m.
nice.
You'll do what?
It's nice. It feels good.
Lovely, lovely.
This is what we've been.
Poly D gonna be at Raider Alley. Steve Poly D.
A lot of fist pumping going on.
Throwback
DJ
to
Poly
Vegas.
D. Oh yeah.
Throwback to Vegas. I can't lie. I don't know. I might not pull up to Poly already soon.
How was it? Is he good though? He put on the show.
Oh, yeah,
oh
dog.
yeah.
He real DJ.
That boy cold with it. He
Shout out
real
the
DJ.
gorilla, man. Shout out the gorilla.
Word.
He's gonna say, it's 9 p. It's 9 a.m. on a fucking Saturday. Get up. It's time to go see Poly D. Let's go.
And his muscles hurt. Yeah.
I mean, that starts at 9 a.m. College game day starts at 8 a.m. I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna try to get there like 7 o'clock, get out there early.
Honestly, miss me. I think you guys be out there. If you want to be up there,
I ain't trying to get in the front. Bro, the kids are camping out. They're gonna be out there all night. I mean, I remember camping out for college game day when they came for basketball against Kansas. Me, Ryan, shoot, we partied, turned up in the tent.
Yeah, we was out there with y'all riding that tent,
Riding
turning
that
up.
tent,
What do y'all
turning
think?
up. 4 a.m. They're gonna start getting ready to head to game day.
I ain't gonna lie, we didn't sleep. I didn't sleep
Got
at
you.
all that night.
You
We
got
just
you.
out partying.
Yeah, it's tough to sleep in them tents, man. It's
Yeah, it
tough.
is very tough.
It's very tough.
But
So,
I mean,
nah,
as long
guys
as you be out there, atmosphere, I gotta see the guys. Obviously, Pat McAfee trying to see that kick. Yeah, that $500,000 kick. So,
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. I can sleep anywhere, man. I can sleep anywhere.
Word.
Put me in that tinge. I'm gonna crash.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's tough in there, but man, what a time to be a student, missing. We
Man, I wish to go back. Shoot.
just missed it,
Hey, y'all, you think Herb Street's gonna hear something from the fans this week after picking K-State?
I think so. A little bit.
A little bit, right? Got to.
He got to make it
I
right
love the dude though. He's a nice guy, great guy. Love him, but come on, man. That's very tough.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
very
That's
tough.
disrespectful.
Disrespect.
Did he
Yeah.
he gave money to the Texas Tech barber, right?
Yeah, he did. He threw. I forgot how much, but yeah, he did.
I think that's his way. I think that was his ticket out, man. We gotta take it
Yeah.
easy on him.
You gotta pick Tech. I'm sorry. They all gotta pick Tech this
You
weekend.
gotta pick
You
Tech
gotta pick
tomorrow. You got
Tech.
to. You ain't got no
I'm
choice.
sorry.
Especially Herb Street. You got
Oh, yeah. You got a choice.
to. You can't fade Tech back to back times, bro. Ain't no
Yeah.
way.
Can't.
I can't wait to see how Pat does his pick, bro. That's just gonna be crazy look.
Oh, man.
How
It's
lit you think after the win, you think this goalpost is coming down? It's gonna head to Broadway. We rushing.
rush the Do we rush the field?
It's we're
That's what I'm talking
rushing.
about.
We're
I
and
don't think
we're
so.
no. It's in fact rushing, bro.
You think, bro,
Yeah, they're 8, we're 9. It's an upset. You know Texas Tech. Anytime we get the chance to
know,
rush.
that's tough. That's a good question. I don't know. I don't think so, to be honest.
Think we act like a top 8 team. Man, that's
Yeah,
what we're supposed to do.
so do what it's supposed to do.
I don't know, man.
It's
I don't know.
tough. I could see them
My
rushing, to be
prediction.
honest.
Yeah, I know these dudes. I know these dudes be acting. Give me Tech the rest of the
Take the
field.
rush. I ain't gonna lie, I'm in the very top, so I can't get down there quick enough. So
we're gonna see a little bit of tortillas.
Shit, they better keep him
I
at
think
home,
so,
man.
bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I think we're gonna see a
I
little
think
bit.
we're
It's
gonna
gonna
see
be a
some
few. You're gonna
tortillas.
see a few.
Miss me. If you're in the upper deck, man, go ahead and launch one. It ain't getting down there.
Oh yeah, I might have to.
But hey,
Man.
if it gets down there, miss me, hey,
Good throw. Good throw. That's respect. That's a great throw. That's a
I
great
don't
throw
know who
right there.
do it. I don't
That's
know
a
who
great
do
throw.
it.
If it gets down there, you just gotta tip cap. That's a good
Hey.
throw. That's a good throw. Firm.
Might have to hit the Mahomes.
Yeah. No, that's they're gonna have to put you in, man. Get that guy on a motherfucking
Crazy.
scholarship.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I'm so excited, man. I am so excited for this game. That just sucks, man. 11 a.m. Imagine seven
Oh,
thirty
man.
or 7 o'clock.
That's the only thing, bro. That
Lord.
11 a.m. kickoff.
Yeah. Bull.
Because love it. Tech
Imagine a
wins.
night game, bro. How crazy it would have been. I mean, it's gonna be
Night
crazy
game.
regardless, but I'm just saying, night game would have been, just the vibes have been insane alone.
Oh, yeah.
Word on the street is that the college game day crew might pull up to Chimmy's on Friday.
Oh, Pat McAfee gonna go crazy on their
Man, you
Mars.
can't lie. No, one of my homies, he's a reporter. He got credentials for the game. He told me, I ran into him today. He said he's going to interview Coach Meyer and Herbstreit Friday morning.
Nice.
So that's
That's
going to be lit.
bad,
And he was telling me that they're going to go to Las Brisas and some other local spots and probably hit up Chimmy's on Friday. So
I'm trying to
that'd
see
be
Pat
sick.
McAfee do a Ray Raider shootout.
Yeah, DP
DP
shootout. We
shootout.
won the race. Let's
I
race.
see that DP shootout.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's
Oh, I
get
heard you like DP.
it. Let's get into the bottle service, man, and cricket.
Yeah, Creaky's in the
Come
word. Man,
on,
so
man.
excited. It's gonna be a fun one, boys. Gonna be out there.
Fucking wreck them, boys. Fucking
Can't
wreck
wait.
them.
Wreck 'em.
Fucking wreck them. Wreck them, baby. Let's
Hey,
go
I'm
get it,
trying. I might
bro.
make me a sign. I can't even lie.
Oh yeah, man.
What's
You
your
gotta put
sign gonna say? Miss me?
what you gonna put?
I was thinking Cougars can't survive in West Texas, man.
Yeah.
But I don't know, something crazy. There's a lot out there.
You gonna see some crazy ass signs.
Crazy songs, bro. Especially like the cougar aspect. I wanted to do that. Obviously, you know, cougars and the old ladies and I
Oh
don't know. We'll
yeah.
see what happens. It'll be fun, man. Excited. 11 o'clock kickoff, man. BYU, Texas Tech, College Game
See
Day.
you see at see at chances are as cougars.
Word, word.
See, yeah, chances
So,
are as Cougars. That's fun, man. Can't lie. Can't wait. It's me a long day. I might have to come home, take a nap after, see what's up. But
Yeah, to be honest, man, because you gotta go turn up after that. You ain't gonna make it past
ain't gonna
seven.
make it. Ain't gonna make it
If
past
we win,
five.
I'll probably see you out there that night. Like I
Past
said,
five.
my son Boston got to playoff game, win, and we are in the Super Bowl. So
You
big
got
game for the
locked in.
squad. Got locked in, man.
Oh yeah. Yeah, go
Gotta
turn
get these
up.
boys in there.
It's
So
wedding anniversary weekend this weekend, so
nice.
tech really turn us up.
Oh
Word.
yeah. Let's go get it done,
Word.
man. Happy
Excited,
anniversary,
man.
bro.
Word.
Appreciate it, man. It is
Yeah.
tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It's Thursday.
Thursday night.
November 6th, man. So happy
Happy
anniversary
anniversary.
to my
2 years?
wife, man. Happy anniversary. Happy
How
four
long?
year. Happy 4 year anniversary
4
to my
years.
wife.
Dang, it's been 4 years already.
It's
God.
4 years, man.
Time
Go quick, man.
flies.
4 years with a 3-year-old.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough. What y'all finna do? Go to
Next.
Las Brisas.
So yeah, we're trying to go pull up with Pat, man, Kurt. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Get our
I mean, hey, Herbstreit is gonna be in the. He's in Colorado right now. He calls the game. Big E,
He's gonna
Denver.
call that game tomorrow,
Yeah,
huh?
he's gonna call that game in Denver. Big E, Sean, rivalry. Sean don't care, I guess, but
Yeah, it's hate week. Hate
hate
week.
week. Hate week for me. I mean, Sean's energy's changed a lot. From the beginning and prior to the season, early in the season, I remember hearing a lot of hoorah and shit, but now he doesn't care, so it's all right.
It's been real quiet lately.
You're
Yeah, it's
real
been
quiet.
a little quiet, but it's all right, man. It's all right. I still hate the Raiders. I always hate the Raiders. And Aqib Talib vibes this week. Chain snatching Chain
week.
snatching season.
Yes, sir. So let's go get it done, man. Let's go get it done.
What's the spread?
We got 9.5. Got
Should be
nine and a
easy
half.
cover. No worries. No Jacoby Jones on the offensive side of the ball. I think no Brock. Still hurt.
Man. And y'all know me, man. I bet the Broncos, and I'll tell you right now, if we're gonna, I can tell you pretty much if we're gonna cover or not. And bro, we have a really good shot at covering the spread. And I only say this because our defense, if you can't score, fuck. I mean, if you can't score, then
I go in.
how you gonna stay in it? You know what I
You're not
mean?
going in.
Yeah, and
That's simple.
it's hard to score on this defensive front. And then this week, seeing Riley Moss and Cad and Jahdae Barron, being able to see them still lock up, with Pat Surtain missing, that was good to see. So give me the Denver Broncos, man, -9. We can get it done. We're gonna get it done. Win by 10 for sure.
Can I let JNT score like one time for my fantasy team? No, I just need one touchdown. Then y'all cool. Y'all shut it down, bro.
It's gonna be tough. That's a tough ask, too. I can't even lie.
You can have a
That's
fourth
a tough
quarter
ask.
garbage
Give me a
time.
fourth quarter garbage touchdown,
Garbage
please.
time,
I'll be
yeah.
cool. I'll
Get
be
a
cool.
fourth quarter garbage time.
Just give me a Riley Moss PI that gets them all the way down, and then
Man, fam.
word, word. That's all I
Did
need,
y'all see
bro.
that fourth and goal? I mean that goal line stance by the Denver Broncos D this past week?
I didn't watch one single Yelich game.
And had him at the one, bro, twice. And Dre Greenlaw, three hits in a row to force fourth down. I mean, Dre Greenlaw and Hufanga have been the biggest fucking pickups in free agency. These guys are
fungus.
These guys are menaces, bro. And they go out there and they're flying over all over the ball. So it's good to see them doing their thing. And it just Dre Greenlaw starting to catch his stride. So it's a good man. It's good time.
Consistent ball. 7-2, tied for the AFC's best record with two couple other teams. So
yes, sir.
It's gonna be a fun one, or it should be a fun one for you.
I'm not about
Download the Patriots this week, so that's gonna be good. You know, AFC. Hopefully, the
Patriots got the Bucks.
The Bucks, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we'll be leading the AFC with the best record in the AFC. So that's
the Colts got the Colts. Falcons.
That should be a victory.
That should be.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
Yeah. There's a team though to pull it out. It'd be the Falcons because they've been doing that shit all year.
Yeah,
they have. They're so inconsistent. It's crazy.
Yeah,
for sure.
You got one of the best running backs.
Mike,
the best running backs.
Mike, Cheesehead.
No,
man, bro. It's like when we both feel like, man, both of our teams are up there. I mean, you're absolutely still up there, but
yeah.
Just shit like this. You say it all the time. You say it all the time. Like, why? How?
Yeah,
the Panthers at home.
The fucking Panthers at home.
Man. Like
first fucking home game in Ohio.
And then the week Detroit loses, fuck.
I know, bro. That's the only fucking.
And
positive.
Then the Eagles come to town. Damn.
See, but that's the thing, bro. We're bad against bad teams, and we're good against good teams.
Yeah.
So we came off the high of the season last week, being Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, and to come around and do this shit. Lose to the fucking Panthers, like the Panthers at home. So we just play down to the level that we're playing. It was really all.
What do you think happened? I mean, what as a Cheesehead and watch every single game. It's like, man,
it was just a piss poor effort from us. The offensive play calling was just terrible. You can't win throwing screens on third down. Just predictable.
Yeah.
Just not wanting to move the ball. Like, just be aggressive. I think he was just calling a play not to lose. Mm-hmm. Let's just not lose this game. Yeah. It don't matter how it looked, let's just not lose.
I can't lie. Panthers, they run the damn ball.
That's just the first.
They run the ball.
Yeah. Fucking Rico Dowd was a dog.
That's the thing, man. In the NFL, you let teams hang around, and they have a shot. They have
fuck
a shot.
Around, find
you
out.
Know what I mean?
Fuck around, find out. That's exactly what we
and
did.
And I've been there with the Broncos many times, but thank God this year we've won our one score games, bro. We've been able to pull it out. But last year or the year before that, we could not win a one score game to save our lives. So I mean, though that's the difference in this season. I feel like in the Broncos standpoint, we're the Chiefs of last year, winning 1-point games, being able to find that magic in the fourth quarter and being able just to find a way to win. Eventually, it's going to fucking bite us in the ass, and I know it is. There's going to be that time where we don't have that magic. And
yeah, I mean, it's tough. You can't – I mean, your dog if you win 15, 16 straight and stuff like that.
But big week for you, man. I think Packers are – fine.
Monday night at home. Philly.
The whole world's gonna be watching
back.
This week.
Shake back, Mike. Shake
the
back.
Whole world's gonna
big,
be watching.
Big bounce back spot for us this week. And like I said, we our two losses are to the Browns and to the Panthers. We play to our level of the team we're playing, and we're gonna fucking lose. But like, as we play bad teams bad, we play good teams good.
That's crazy.
Big fucking bounce back.
That's crazy. I forgot y'all lost to the Browns.
Yeah, bro. Like, those two losses. Those are two losses.
Two games you should not have. And then your wins are against some dog-ass teams.
Yeah, you know, like, we play good teams. Like, that's the thing, bro. That's the most frustrating part.
You're going to go beat the damn Eagles by 20 this week.
Yeah, and we're back.
What's the spread?
Packers, I think, 2.5, if I looked at it right. I mean, Vegas on their shit. What can I say?
I like it.
They bounce back a
Packer.
lot.
Packer, come on.
Yeah,
Let's go.
special teams and often the offense lost us
Packers
this
2.5.
You don't have Jordan Love throw fucking 4 or 5 touchdowns and 300+ yards and then come back and throw screens all damn game. It's just stupid.
I run the Packers every week till December 15th. And
yeah,
let's go. Let's go, Packers.
That game's got to be meaningful. That game got to be meaningful. So we got to be winning. Both of us got to be winning. It's only right.
Yeah.
We both got something to play
and,
for.
And Titans, hey, it's a bye week. Thank God.
It's a bye week. I'm excited. I love it. Finally.
Let's
finally.
Go. We're just worried about tech this weekend, baby.
Hey, cash that Titans ticket last week. Cash
yeah,
that Titans
okay.
ticket last
hey, we
week.
We really should have won. We really
I
had
told
a chance
you, bro.
To
really? I
really?
told you.
Really?
I liked it. I liked it.
I
After
thought
getting BTA for 2 weeks in a row, I mean, guys, dang, you got to come back and fight. And I knew
I
that.
Thought, yeah, I thought you were going to fuck around.
Yeah, they were too. I can't lie. Look good. Look good. And then, you know, the play call, like you said, want to throw screens like we in college
Yeah.
again. I don't understand that, honestly.
That's what I think. That's what Mal was doing, man. He was thinking he was back in Tennessee or some shit, calling plays.
I mean, hey, it is what it is. Like I said, I accepted the season. We might not win a game this week. I'll go ahead and take the number one pick overall. And, you know, we have the second highest cap space next year, so $108 million, depending on what we do with Calvin Ridley. So we should have traded him, honestly. I think we had some calls, but
I
I
saw
mean,
his name.
they wanted that. We wanted a third, and they were offering fourth. So, it is what it is, I guess. See what happens in the offseason. But I mean, hey, Cam, stay healthy. We're good. We're good. I think we'll be fine next year or next couple of years. I don't know. But
Well, other
give me
than
the bye week this week. Yeah, money line.
that, bye week money line. That's tough.
But all good. It is what it is.
I like
I'm
the.
on, me and Sean on the same level
Yeah.
right now.
Oh
so.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I like the cap space, man. Honestly, like that's what Green Bay, they said with Green Bay, man, that first year, it's going to be rebuild, we're going to rebuild, but sure enough, we had 1 year, and that was it, so that could be the case for y'all, man. Go get those pieces.
Word.
Build
Word.
that O-line, man. Build that O-line. You got to protect
Need
him.
it. Need it. Need it. But it is what it is. Might have to do the Bronco Packer money line parlay, so see what
Yeah.
happens. See what
Yeah.
happens.
We're going to win, man. We're going to win for y'all, man.
I'm locking it in after this episode, actually. Two night games. Hey, two of the best teams getting
two prime
prime spots.
You might just have to add tech in there.
Both at home, Mike.
Come on now.
Let's rock and roll, baby.
Denver Tech Green Bay. There you
Denver
go.
Tech Green Bay.
Denver Tech Green Bay.
Lock
man.
It in.
Tech basketball player, too. We're going to have to ride Tech basketball.
Tech
basketball. They play
Christian
this
Anderson.
Week.
Almost had a 30-point triple dub. No JT, won by 35 points. Love it.
That's
Excited.
great.
Excited.
It's nice to have two top 10 fucking teams. I love it. I love it. The haters are sick right now.
In peace.
Yeah, haters are sick right now. So, gotta go catch a basketball game, though, man. Gotta go catch a basketball
game. Got to. They play Friday night. I think, I don't know. They might go catch that game Friday night. Be a blowout, but oh
I might
well.
have to go pull up to that Friday night game too.
I'm gonna do play Friday night, so
if I can't make it to that, you know, $2,000 ticket BYU game, shit, I'm just gonna have to go to Friday night basketball game.
Hey, imagine if we make the college football playoffs. We have a home game in the
a
college
home
football
game.
Playoffs.
Imagine.
Miss me, we said it from the jump. I've been preaching it. I want the horns to come to Lubbock. You thought BYU was a big game in Lubbock?
I can't lie, bro. I might if we went out and win
The
the Big 12
horns might come
championship.
to Lubbock. Can you just imagine how big that's going to be?
We go undefeated and win the Big 12 championship game. I think we get that 4 seed.
Yeah, no doubt. No
To be
doubt.
honest.
And honestly, I don't see us losing, but fuck. Win the Big 12 championship, that's tough.
I mean, who would we probably face BYU again, honestly.
I hope it's. I mean, I'd rather see BYU than Arizona State.
I don't think they Arizona State.
Arizona State, man, they out of there.
It's them or what? Cincy or Houston, maybe?
Houston.
Yeah, it's Cincy or Houston. Utah, maybe fuck around.
Utah.
Who beats us in the Big 12, bro? They gonna pack AT&T out all red.
All red and black, all of it.
Oh yeah, bro. BYU, UCF, and West Virginia. Those are two of the dead last teams in the Big 12, bro.
Man, just don't slip up, man. Just don't slip up today.
Just
Just
have
do
a
what you
business,
gotta
bro.
do. Don't be the Packers and play to your
There
local
you go.
competition. Just do what
Say
you
it
gotta
again.
do.
And
Say
don't
it
be like the
fucking
Broncos. And don't be like the Broncos needing fourth quarter magic.
again. Yeah, word.
It's bad enough I got one of my teams doing that. I don't need both.
Word.
Mike, I
I
think both of our, I think the Packers and Broncos have made us. Hey, even though it's a good season, I think we've aged 50 years this year.
Oh,
Just by me
bro.
watching these damn games every weekend.
Oh, bro. Big time.
Cowboy game, surprisely, the game I went to, no sweat. It was just
What a game. Yeah,
party.
no sweat.
It was
No
party
sweat.
time the whole game, bro. We were
No
drinking
sweat.
all game. Like, that was probably the funnest game I've ever been to, bro. It was literally just cheering your beers, like, turning up, talking
Don't push
shit to
the
Cowboy fans. Like, that was probably the funnest game I've ever been to, bro. Then I had my pops with me, bro. We were letting them Cowboy fans hear it. We were letting them hear
Oh, bro.
it.
Cowboys are definitely in piss.
Definitely.
Do you
Definitely.
see Stephen A. Smith, bro? He was like, "Yeah, I gotta get out of
Hey,
here.
I
I
gotta go.
gotta
I
get up out of here after that fumble. It's time for
gotta
me to go.
go. Yeah. Yeah, my
It's
mom,
time
she
for
was
me
at the
to go."
game, so she said it
Oh,
was crazy.
really?
Yeah, she was at the game, so it was fun.
Oh, yeah. Stephen A hit that. Hey, man, let's just go to the stockyards of deep below, man. I'm out, man. I'll see you later, dude. Put you out this bitch,
It
man.
was fun.
Yeah. I'm going to Vivo, man. I'm out of here.
Hilarious. Well,
Yeah,
man,
bro. I love to
excited.
see it.
Excited.
Oh,
Boys,
season, man.
baseball is over. Dodgers back-to-back World Series champs. Game seven, one of the most watched games ever in history. Biggie called it, man, seven-game series. I mean, Blue Jays are a bad team, badass team, but
They had
it just
it.
wasn't good enough.
They had it, bro.
They did.
It
In
was
the
good
ninth.
enough, but they just fuck around and found out.
I think
Fuck around and
they were
found
worried
out.
about Shohei coming up so bad. They forgot about Rojas and hit a bomb, tie up the game.
Made them
Sheesh.
pay. Made them
Electric.
pay.
Hasn't hit a home run in like a couple of months. Isn't good against right-handed pitchers. Bang.
Yeah.
World Series hero right there.
That's a tough way to go out if you're a Blue Jays fan. I mean, you had the defending champs on the ropes. You had the probably the best rostered team ever to be rostered. You took this bullpen to seven, and that the Dodgers bullpen just was nowhere near a factor, a key in this series. The weather, no matter who they pitched, the Blue Jays got up there and not and put the ball where they wanted to. They're able to hit them, put runs up. I mean, I think in the game seven we had what double digit hits on both sides of the ball. So it was a electric series, but man, you gotta find a way to just put the nail in the coffin, bro. You had so many times, not just in the 17-inning game. You got to think about that one, where you had so many runners in scoring position. But then even in game seven, you had so many runners in scoring position and you come up with nothing. If you want to beat the Dodgers, you've got to score those runs, man. You gotta
Again, that
cover
run
up.
that Bo Bichette didn't score on early in the game when I texted, that was a factor right there because it should have been the run.
And it's so crazy, bro. Like in baseball, how every single thing, like even in youth, how our coaches always told us, take that secondary lead. That secondary lead is so important, so important. And what happens on that play where he gets thrown out at home, loaded bases? He doesn't take a secondary lead. It's a bang bang
He
play
shouldn't
at
even
home.
slid. He should have just ran it through.
It's a bang bang
I
play at
think
home.
if you run through, he's safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even if he took a secondary lead, bang bang play, he's there. Just comes down to the small details if you want to beat the Dodgers. Gotta do everything right. Gotta do everything. Everybody's gotta be on their P's and Q's.
Yeah, no, you can't let these motherfuckers hang around because that's exactly what happened. And that's exactly what we knew what would happen if they did. We knew it's like I said, it was going to game seven. Once I seen Yoshi pitching game six, I think they got down because the dude's been a stud. Dude's been
Boy,
carrying.
dog. That boy's a dog, boy.
Dude's been carrying. And I think when I saw him in the bullpen coming in, I said, I think he, I mean, it's tough that they let it get to this point. But
the Dodgers used everybody. They used everybody in that game seven.
Yeah, everybody.
Except for Clayton, man. I thought Clayton was going to come.
I think you got to leave Clayton out of it,
man. Man, you got to have Clayton. You got to have Clayton in, man.
Clayton might have cost you, dog.
That's tough. He might have.
Grandpa Clayton.
Yeah, Clayton might have cost you if you put it, if you leave him in there.
Oh, well, he got out on top, man. What a dog.
Yeah, going out on top. That's how you go out. What a game seven. Blue Jays had it, man.
Yeah, shout out Vlad, man. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. You a damn dog. You are a damn dog.
Yeah. Definitely proved his superstarness. Ain't no doubt about that, Vladdy. And he a dog, man. He a dog. All postseason, he was a dog.
We get to see that team for every year of our lives, Biggie. Well, I don't know. I mean, you're a Ranger fan, Muff, so you don't get to see them anyway.
Nice
but,
week, please, yeah.
Miss me, please.
You don't got to worry about them.
You got to worry about them.
I was over here showing love to the Titans, please.
This is baseball. Please. This is baseball.
We moved on.
This is different sports.
The Yankees lose.
Bro, that shit is, I can't lie, bro. That shit is funny as hell, bro. That shit is so funny.
That shit's funny as fuck, bro. They're not even okay. The Yankees ain't even playing. Ortiz over there, the Yankees.
Shit's hilarious, man. But,
what a World Series, man.
What a baseball season. It was fun. One of the funnest
best World, seasons, best World Series, best World Series in the last decade for sure.
Yeah, best World Series since 2021. That's for sure.
Never. When was the last game seven? Was that it?
I had another game seven. Well, there wasn't one last year.
No, there wasn't one.
We
the
lost
year
in five.
That.
There wasn't one last year.
We lost in five.
Rangers did it in five.
They just can't keep getting away with it.
Yeah.
Fucking back to back.
Bro, they're going to have that same roster again next year.
Hey, bro. Shout out my boy Freddie Freeman. Shout out my boy Freddie.
He moved on and did better things.
Fuck off.
Kike's a dog, man. At the parade, he a dog.
The champ.
He a dog. The
three-time
triple champ.
Champ.
The triple champ.
Does what the fuck he wants.
And it's tough.
Roberts, bro. The camera's on Roberts, or Coach Roberts. He's just looking like, what the fuck is this guy going to say?
Bro, faded, bro. They're all faded. Every single one.
Faded.
Damn, man. I wish.
Shit, I would have been too, bro. I ain't got no choice.
Oh, yeah.
Got no choice. It was fun, man. Fun baseball season, man.
Basketball season is here, though. And I've been tuning in, man.
You gotta tune in, man. This is good.
First time. I'm trying to pick me a squad, bro. I really don't have like a team in basketball. I've always been kind of just a players guy. You know, I follow the big dogs. I like watching the stars. But I want to pick me a team this year, bro. I do want to pick me a team this year. I'm thinking about going back to Los Spurs and Wembanyama. Wembanyama.
Yeah, might have to, man. That's a good one.
I might root on the Spurs this year, you know.
MVP right there.
Texas team. But I was rooting on the Mavs when Luka was here. He gone though, so I think I'm gonna root on the Spurs this year and the Rockets. I think I'm gonna root on both
Texas
teams.
Rockets really good too, man. They're really good. It's fun, man. Good basketball to be played. I mean, obviously, y'all know me. I've been betting basketball since opening days. So, a lot of good teams, a lot of great players. So, Leah Chavez debut.
Went crazy.
Underdog athlete, Leah Chavez debut.
Went crazy, man. Leah Chavez.
That's badass.
Two was out there working, man. Was out there working.
I forgot she had that Reagan Beard girl, bro. That center. Jeez.
Yeah.
They're gonna win it all.
We're gonna see her in that final four. We're gonna see her in that final four.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be crazy, bro.
They're gonna win it all.
It's gonna be crazy.
Yep.
It's gonna be a fun one.
Oh, yeah,
I already hit Sonny. Congrats on the win. I need some seats.
He's out there.
We did chop up about my son, because I think I'm gonna start sending Boston to the lab. So, he's still running the lab down here in Lubbock, and
that'd be nice.
I need to get Boston in, man. Boston,
you'll get him right.
Boston need to get some work in.
Yeah, they're right, man. Hey, basketball's fun. It was fun. Basketball's fun to play. It's real fun to play, man.
That's the thing, bro.
Yeah.
Boston, you know, my son with sports, it's always like, always got to make him go to football practice. I got to make him go to baseball practice. But the thing with basketball, he was like, you know, Dad, I want to, let's go dribble the ball. Let's, you know, let's go shoot. You know, he still wants to practice basketball even after football practice. So, I mean, he likes it. So it's something I want to invest into him and try to get him right. So it's fun. I wasn't a basketball guy, so it's hard for me to help him out there.
Yeah, it's fun, man. Basketball's lit, but
you're an athlete, man. You figure it out. You're an athlete.
Oh yeah,
figure it out.
Mike out there, a dog. Mike is out there, a dog. Where do we used to play basketball at?
John Mike was crazy.
Man, Mike was an automatic board.
Oh, bro, I was a D1 basketball player at John Michael's career.
Word.
What you gave me in a row, son, broke. Miss me was the shooter. Miss me had that green bean.
Hey, it was fun, man. I did have some basketball years in school, man. It was cool.
You did. Yeah, sharpshooter.
It was fun, man. Excited, man. Basketball is finally here. Can't wait, man. College. Hey, text went in, Natty. I ain't gonna lie. We're gonna be up there for sure.
Yeah, man. Just stay healthy. That's it. Just stay healthy.
Hey, Big 12. Big 12 is tough, though. Big 12 is tough.
Yeah.
BYU, AJ Abasanya, that dude. Ooh. Houston, Kansas, Arizona.
Like, I wonder how many of them Big 12, like, how many of them are ranked Big 12 teams do we got?
I want to say like
one, two, five. Houston, two, three, four, five. Yeah, it's like five or six of us, bro, ranked in the
NFL. Love it, yo. We're going to have to cash some games for sure. They're not cheap. We have to go to non-conference games.
College game, they might come back, man. I wouldn't doubt it.
Hey,
basketball college game, they might come back.
To be honest,
Missman's gonna kick the $500,000 kick and make the $50,000 half court shot.
Drilling one of them, gotta drill one of them.
Gotta win one of them, bro.
Gotta win one of
them. If we're shooting the ball like that all year, we're gonna be trouble.
17 made threes, most all time in the game. I mean, I think that has to do with JT not being in the game, because that pick and roll with him and Christian Anderson is going to be deadly this year.
That's going to be unfair.
Yeah.
That's cheating right there.
Yeah. Excited. Going to keep up with the basketball. I'm ready. I'm ready to make some money for sure. Football, I've been coming alive, but, you know, basketball, I got to get hot, stay hot.
So, yeah. Let's get it, baby.
Speaking of that, man, it's time for Betting with the Boys. I think, I don't know, Mike, we might need an update pretty soon, because it's tough. I need to know where I'm at, low-key.
You ain't even trying to update it, because I'm not doing a fucking thing. So that's really why I ain't done nothing.
It's not bad, man. Because
I'm fucking horrible.
Need to see. So, Saturday football, Big E, what you got going on for Saturday, man?
Here we go, man. Saturday, we're going to be rocking 11 a.m. slate. We're rocking with the Colorado Buffaloes, +6 points against West Virginia. I think 2 weeks in a row we've seen bell to ass given to Deion and the Buffaloes, and I think here it is their time to get a road win and bounce back. Forgot the name of the QB they're starting over there in Colorado this weekend. New QB starting. Hopefully it breathes some life into this team, and they can go get a road win for Coach Prime. For my second pick, we'll be rocking with Missouri. +7 points, man. This game is going to be, let me see, this game, I believe it's a 6 o'clock game. I believe it's a 6 o'clock game against Texas A&M. Hey, Missouri, they've been in it. They know how to fight. They know how to keep it close. And I think, you know, Texas A&M has taken these good teams down to the wire. And being on the road here I think Missouri finds a way to put the nail in the coffin and don't let that comeback happen. Give me Missouri plus 7 points and sprinkle on the money line. Let's roll.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Since you said it, I'll just ride on you on that one. That's going to be my pick as well. As Biggie said, 6.5 Missouri. Missouri runs ball, and they run ball hard. And I think that they have to in this one and control that time of possession and control that clock. You know, you ain't got to win, but keep it close. And I think 6.5 is tough. A&M has been blowing out everybody they play. Can't do it all year. This is the SEC, no matter who you are. I think I've said, I don't know how many times, like Green Bay, you play at the level of the team you're playing, that's what happens. And Missouri's a little gritty team, man. They're going to grind it out. So Biggie, like, I'm going to ride with Biggie on that. Missouri plus 6.5. And my next one's going to be TCU minus 6.5 versus Iowa State. This is just a rage bet. Iowa State fucked me last week. Losing to the second string QB game worked. So I'm fading it. We're going to go to Wolfers. TCU rolls, good offense. You know, TCU ain't bad. They're still 6-2. Still up there. So give me TCU minus 6.5 versus Iowa State.
Love it, love it, love it. I think that should be easy cash. They still, their two losses in the Big 12, they still got a chance to make the Big 12 championship game. So,
yep.
TCU, look on the lookout. For me, man, I'm taking the number two team in the country, the Indiana Hoosiers, versus Penn State minus 14. Fernando Mendoza, Heisman quarterback, playing lights out. That defense is playing lights out, man. They might win the Big 12. I mean, the Big 10. Drew Aller is out for the season for Penn State, and man, their season's in piss. And I expect Indiana to keep rolling and challenge Ohio State for that number one spot in the country. Second game, man, I'm taking Coastal Carolina, them Coastal Boys, versus Georgia State minus 7. They are on a 3-game winning streak, and I expect them to stay hot. They still have a chance to win that division out there. So give me the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, man, to cover that 7 versus Georgia State.
Nice. Nice. Beautiful picks, man. That's gonna be a dogfight down there, that Indiana game. I love it. I love it, though. Penn State season is indeed in piss. For my NFL picks, we'll be rolling right into the NFL, man. For my NFL picks this week, episode don't come out till Friday, so I can't give y'all the Broncos on Thursday night. Although I will be taking them. Denver Broncos plus, minus 9.5 points. They will be getting it done. But for Sunday, we're going to be rocking with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the New England Patriots. Tampa Bay money line. I think, you know, Baker Mayfield got to keep this thing going. And Drake May and the Patriots, they've just been too hot. And I think on the road, it's going to be very fucking tough. Very tough to go into Tampa Bay and get this win. So give me Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers money line. For my second pick, we're going to be rolling with, who else, man? A-Rod and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Sunday Night Football. And who are they playing? The fraudulent.
I don't know.
The fraudulent. G.J. Herbo, whatever the hell they call him, man. Give me A-Rod and the Pittsburgh Steelers money line. Pittsburgh's hot, man. And that defense, what happens when Jay Herbo plays a good defense? He folds, man. Folds up like a pretzel. Folds up like a lawn chair. And it's going to happen again. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. Minus 2.5. We're getting it done. A-Rod, take us home, man. This Steelers team will go as far as you take them, A-Rod.
Tough. Started off at 12 o'clock, ended on Sunday night. I like that. So... You gonna ride the 12 o'clock?
Locked in all day, Mike.
Locked in all day.
Locked in all day.
Let me add two more 12 o'clock games so you can catch a little parlay in these early games. Okay. First one I'm gonna go with. I watched this team very, very closely this past Sunday, so I'm gonna roll with them this week. Give me the Carolina Panthers minus 5.5 versus the Saints. It came down to Rico Dowdleman. He is absolutely carrying this offense right now. And Bryce Young can make a couple of throws. But if he just ran for 100 yards on Green Bay's defense after Kyron Williams ran for over 100 on the Saints, I see the same thing happening. So give me the Panthers minus 5.5 versus the Saints. And also after this, give me the Cleveland Browns minus 2.5 versus the Jets. The Jets are just trading away everybody right now. They don't care. They're looking at the future. That's all they got right now is future. And even though it's the Cleveland Browns, they still are a top 10, even maybe top 5 defense in the league. So I can definitely see them shutting down the Jets for sure, especially getting Quinshon Judkins back this week too. So give me the Cleveland Browns -2.5 versus the Jets.
Love it. Love it. Both of those picks, honestly. I'm riding one of them anyway. Carolina Panthers, man, -5.5 versus the Saints. You said it, man. They found their identity. The Panthers is to run the damn ball with Rico. He's third in the league in rushing yards. And, man, I just expect them to keep rolling. And, you know, as long as they run the ball, like you said, Bryce makes a couple of throws, they'll be just fine against Tyler Shuck and the Saints. Another 12 o'clock game, man. Give me the Buffalo Bills. Obviously, saw what happened against the Chiefs. I think that game just turns it on for them. And they keep it rolling for the rest of the season against the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins season is also in piss. So give me the Bills and Josh Allen to go crazy at 12 o'clock -8.5 versus the Dolphins.
Depending how ugly that game gets, miss me. McDaniels will be on the hot seat, man. It's getting very hot. Very fucking hot.
It's been hot. It's been hot. I'm surprised he still has a job.
That damn seat's on fire, Mike. And depending how ugly it gets, if it gets really ugly, like how I think this game could get, talking 40-plus, 50-plus mm-hmm. blowout, nasty win, then, hey, He might be gone.
Oh, I'm talking ESPN alert in the morning. Mike McDaniels has been let go. That is what this one is going to be.
Da-da-da. Oh, shit.
You know you get them alerts all the time, man. All the time.
Yeah.
For everything. But love it, man. Some good lays we might be going on the field this weekend. It looks good. Yeah. It looks real good. Don't forget the squad ride, man. Texas Tech -10.5, by the half point, -10 versus BYU this weekend, man, college game day. So Big E called off for it. It's a lot. It's a big spread versus for a top 10 matchup. And, you know, I think it's a hook for everybody to take BYU. So,
yeah, please take BYU. Please.
Please take BYU. Please take BYU. I want you to take BYU.
I would love you to take BYU.
Take them. And if you want to take BYU, hit us up. We'll take the action.
Yeah. Get this line down to 9.5. That'd be perfect. Get it down. I would love it.
Love it. Let's go, man. Let's go. Let's go, Red Raiders. Let's go, Red Raiders. Cheese. And let's go, Broncos.
Quick update, man. Took fourth in the President's Flights at Caddy Swag Golf Tournament. Did my thing, man. It was fun, Big E. It was awesome. Can't wait for next year, man. It was
lovely. Yes, sir. Miss Me was out there throwing absolute darts.
Fucking darts.
Was fighting. Was in the lead almost going into the third nine. And, you know, he just – there were just some dogs, man. Came and
there's some dogs.
Saw some birdies. I saw some eagles go up. And it was just tough. But Miss Me was in there, man, fighting and placed, man. Fourth place in the President's Flight. Congrats to him and appreciate all the friends that went out there and supported, man, and went out there and played. It was a blast out there. The beers were flowing. The shots were being taken. And it was a very good time. So if you went out and played, man, I appreciate you and appreciate you more than you ever know. So let's get it, man. On to the next year.
It was fun, man. But, again, everybody, appreciate all this love and support, man. Please ride our plays because we are going on the feed-in, man. Talk that talk. We're out.